Deborah Messing apologizes for excluding trans women who don't have a vagina while celebrating International Women's Day. By Ben Q on March 11, 2019. Actress Deborah Messing apologized for excluding trans women who don't have a vagina on International Women's Day on Friday, after she posted a photo celebrating the occasion with a collection of vagina-shaped cupcakes. "Happy International Women's Day. Powerful, beautiful, and sweet," the Will and Grace star wrote, accompanied by a photo of vagina-themed cupcakes, decorated with different colors, piercings, and even pubic hair. However, Deborah Messing later realized that in posting an image of solely vaginas, she had excluded trans women who don't have a vagina. She later wrote, added, "I want to apologize to my trans sisters. This photo was supposed to be light and sassy. The first thing I thought when I saw this photo was, wow, how wonderful. Each one is unique in color and shape and size. The porn industry has perpetuated this myth of what a beautiful vagina looks like, and as a result there are women who feel shame or insecure about the shape of the vulva. I love that this picture said every single one is beautiful and unique, and that's powerful. I did not, however, think that there are innumerable beautiful, unique and powerful women who don't have a vagina. And I should have. And for that I am so sorry. Thank you for righting my wrong." Although many trans women undergo surgery to remove their penis and replace it with an artificially constructed vagina, a large number also keep their genital organs intact. Messing, meanwhile, is well known for her outspoken views on LGBT rights and representation. In May 2017, she even accepted an award from the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, where she pleaded with President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka to stop her father's policies on transgender issues. "You can change the lives of millions of women and children just by telling your dad stories about real people who are suffering," she declared. "Don't allow him to make trans kids fight in court for their basic human dignity." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.